Hello, you're listening to Dan About Thailand. I'm Dan Cheeseman and I'm reporting from my hard pier in Koh Tao. It's been a long, tiring day of travel that started 7 a.m. this morning from Hua Hin, where I currently live. And it took me 3.5 hours to drive to Chom Phun, all south. Very pleasant drive. I really enjoyed how the landscape and traffic changed the further I drove south. The air is always clean, I find, around this area anyway, but the vegetation and palm trees and much more greenery and mountainous terrain appeared. And then I jumped on the ferry from Chom Phun, took the high-speed catamaran, which was 600 baht, which I guess is about 15, 16 US dollars and half price for kids. It took an hour and three quarters, stopped off after where we are at Panyang and Samui, which is always south down here as well. And now it's 6 p.m, the sun's just setting. I'm strolling along the beach. I can see a lot of boats bobbing on the horizon, very calm sea. People are coming back from their day out diving. Diving seems to be the number one activity on this island, and it's a much younger crowd as well. So when I spend time on Koh Samet or Koh Chang on the eastern seaboard, you'll see much more families, older couples, and it's geared towards just laying on the beach, trekking and sunbathing. The other thing I noticed, and this is just my first evening here as well, so it's really first impressions rather than what might turn out to be the reality, as I've got a few days to spend here over Christmas, is the food is much more set up for a younger Westerner. So it's not necessarily lots of Thai stalls that you might see on other islands, but pints of beer and baguettes. Yes, you can get an egg and bacon baguette very easy as you stroll along. And the prices here are really good, because some islands like Samui can be a little bit expensive. But this is seemingly, because I guess it's younger people here, the more budget traveller. But it's absolutely a beautiful, quaint island. I can see people, probably about 50 people as I look along the beach here, sitting and on beanbags, enjoying a cold beer, taking pictures, because the skyline, I can see lots of reds and blues as the sun's just about to set. It was a hot day today, but now at 6 p.m, it's actually 20 past 6, it's much cooler. But just absolutely pleasant to stroll along this beach. I can see quite a long coastline, little bits of smoke coming off from down on the horizon, which is where there's barbecues. The lights are on in some of the F&B facilities here. It's just a very different island to what I've seen before. Perhaps a touch of Koh Samet with its being a little bit smaller. There are cars on the island, but these are cars that are already over here. Predominantly people get by on taxi bikes and hire taxis, hire motorbikes. It's 250 baht a day, so that's about $8. Very cheap. So far all very good. So I want to go and see Frank now. He's just sitting on the beach making a sandcastle. My wife's enjoying a pint of Tiger beer, which I think came in at 120 baht. What's that? $4. That's cheap. And I think we're now just going to go and relax. It has been a long day, lots of travelling, especially for the kids. Go back to the resort we're staying in. The resort was 2,000 baht a day. It's got a swimming pool, breakfast is included. That's a family room. That's about $60. Just makes for a cheap break. So if you are looking to come to Thailand, perhaps put Koh Tao in your diary, and you can also visit Koh Phangan, Koh Samui and mainland as well by jumping on one of the many ferries, and not break the bank as well. So that's it. I'm just going to say hello to Frank and see what you're doing. What are you doing, Frank?
Eating grass.
You're eating grass. He's got a leaf in his mouth at the moment. Did you build a sandcastle?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, was it fun?
Mm-hmm.
And what should we do now?
Go home.
Go home, that's a good idea. Okay, let's take the stroll back to the resort and see all of you later. Bye.